The hospital in Jamestown, Tennessee, is cutting its staff but vowing not to close. The facility is in trouble because, as of this week, it's cut off from Medicaid and Medicare programs. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports local officials fear the facility won't make it.
Jamestown Regional Medical Center was purchased by a struggling Florida lab company a year ago, and financial turmoil began almost immediately, with many bills going unpaid, including for electricity. Jamestown Mayor Lyndon Baines says he's never met anyone from the new ownership company in person, though they used to be reachable by phone.
But now, when we try to call them, all we get is a busy signal. So I don't know what the deal is there. I don't know if they're blocking our calls or what.
Renova Health says it's laid off 20 people to cut costs while trying to come into compliance with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The company blames its money woes on mistakes made when switching to a new billing service. That resulted in a backlog of unpaid medical claims. Renova owns two other rural Tennessee hospitals in Oneida and Jellico that have also been on the brink of closure. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.